I consider myself more of a witch. And the funny thing is, my whole family does not know I've done this kind of stuff, so I'm just kind of like, I'm the only like one that practices kind of like Wiccan pagan, but everyone else in my family is Catholics.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores the local stores, shops, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey L.D. Bailey.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'd take a bow, but this is audio. What do we got going on today?
Today, I'm up for some nominations, and so this one has been on our list for a long time, Crone's Cupboard.
Oh, it has. It's been on there season after season. We've held it over.
It absolutely has. We came up with it, I think, out of the gate, but so many other people have mentioned it to us as well.
Yeah, so much so that we've looked into it, because I remember they have, like, a pretty strong Facebook presence, like a loyal community, it seems.
They do. I think they do a lot of events, tarot card.
Where are they again?
Readings. They're up on...
Orchard?
Yes. It's funny, I looked them up last night because I was just trying to, I don't know, we always try to balance doing a little bit of background, but we don't want to dig too deep or anything, because that's why, you know, we want to go and, I don't know, be surprised.
Sure.
Have some sort of organic experience. Anyway, besides Yelp and Facebook, one of the first things that popped up for them was a listing on Witch Digest, which is not,
like,
you know,
witch, not
witch. Oh, witchdigest.com.
Not like... W-H-I-C-H, but W-I-T-C-H.
Right, yes.
Gotcha. I was like, you're like, which digest? I was like, I don't know which one.
As in Warlock yeah. Digest, which I have that bookmarked, but I don't have Witch Digest bookmarked. So anyway, yeah, so that's where we're going to go.
Do they have like a slogan?
A slogan. Kind of. They have a slogan. It says, for all things sacred and wise.
That is a very open definition.
Mm-hmm.
Can I buy dragon's blood here?
So they have a number of things listed: gifts, herbs, fairies, stones, books, candles, music, dragons, tarot cards.
Dragons.
Yeah, I don't see any blood though. Jewelry, clothes, incense, and more.
Make
so maybe, your own blood. Maybe under the more.
So what is your central concern?
I have a couple, I suppose, with Crone's Cupboard. Number one, what is a crone? Like, what, Crone's Cupboard, is that an owner, or is it a spirit?
Ooh, maybe like a little elf that lives in the cupboard.
Like right.
Dobby.
Like Dobby. Yes.
Okay.
From Harry Potter,
that's a good
sure.
one.
Then in terms of their, you know, client base, are these customers, are they like explorers? Are they kind of seekers, you know, people who are, you know, trying out different things? Or are they believers? Or is it kind of a stable crop of believers, of people who, so is it new people or established people, or is it a mix of both? And I guess the last one would be, what's the story of this place? What's the background of it? And how, you know, if they are an older place, and I think they've been in business at least since I've lived here, the 10 years that I've been here, how do they stay in business? Again, it goes back to that brick and mortar question that we always ask.
That's true, because I bet you I can find dragon's blood on Amazon. In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, we don't know if they're competing, though, with that. I mean, maybe they can't compete on price, but they can on quality. I don't know.
Okay. And I think I remember when we had looked them up in a previous season, they do have, like, events. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like tarot card readings.
Yeah, yeah. And so maybe that's really what differentiates them from the online experience. Sure.
Yeah, maybe it's like a club or a bar for, you know, the spiritual and mystic people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's a quick break sound? And then we'll go.
I could use a break. LD, did you know that some of the most affordable homes in Boise were built in the 50s and 60s?
I did, actually.
Oh. Anyway, mid-century homes have been called the perfect homes for minimalists and people with a real sense of style.
Wait, who says that?
Well, I do, but I'm biased because I live in one.
Why are you telling our listeners this?
Because Mid-Century Homes by Monica Real Estate specializes in helping people buy and sell these homes. They also have a full suite of services to help mid-century homeowners perfect their homes.
And they're local, right?
Totally. So go visit mid-centuryhomes.com and make sure to mention that You Know the Place sent you.
Do it.
So just pulled up.
Yes. To Crone's Cupboard.
Crone's Cupboard.
It is on Orchard and what?
Emerald.
That's Emerald. Okay.
Yeah, it's a really, really busy intersection along here. There's different small independent car lots.
Payday loan, cash advances.
Payday loans. There's the Emerald Lanes across the street in Chiang Mai.
I love Chiang Mai.
I know, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what this building is attached to because we're kind of pulled off to the side to park. But there is still signage in the side windows. And again, kind of their listicle of books, gifts, incense, cards, fairies. Is that how you spell fairies? Wow.
F-A-E. I think it's kind of an old school, like an archaic spelling of it.
Clothing, jewelry, candle, stones, music, dragons, art.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a dragon?
A window painting of a dragon. At first I thought it was a wave, but it's a dragon.
Do you see the logo of, like, is that a crone? Is a crone an old witch? She's, like, peeking into a cupboard.
Oh, so it's like a literal, an old crone. All right, shall we check it out?
Let's go in. They're still decorated for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't even see the inflatable dragon.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right.
Good?
Yeah.
Hi there. Smells like incense. I kind of like that smell. AD is not a fan, so we're not burning a lot of incense lately.
We wander the store for a bit, looking around at a variety of sculptures and stones, which Joel obviously has to stop and look at. Joel's looking at stones.
Yeah, different pendants. Larimar, malachite, moss agate, ruby, smoky quartz. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing, because I'm a stone. Stones and gemstones.
Delightful to look at, amazing to hold, but if you break it, consider it sold. These are fairy sculptures. No, I don't want to break it, but I do want to know how much it is.
We pop up to the front to chat with Vanessa, one of the employees who's worked at Crohn's for over 5 years.
So how long has this place been around, do you know?
25 years. They used to have a location on Overland Road, and then they've been here 15 or 16 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so 25 total.
Okay.
That's a long time for brick and mortar, especially in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm curious then, was the previous location, you know, if it was smaller?
It was,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's expanded.
Like, it was more of a, like, it started in a house.
Okay.
Just in a living room made into a shop, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What, do you know that impetus? Like, what was the genesis of Crohn's Cupboard then, especially if it started in a...
You know, it was just about reaching out to people who had this, had similar spiritual and, you know, practices that she did. So she was reaching out to, to a lot of people.
Well, and apparently there is a community for it.
There was. Yeah. And it builds and builds and it gets bigger and bigger. So
Does it tend to be explorers, you know, people who are seeking, or is it all, or is it people who are established, you know, in terms of believers then, or is it a mix?
It's everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of, people from all spiritual backgrounds that come in for different reasons. And we get people who've been practicing, you know, one of the religions that's served within the store, or people who are seeking something. Yeah. And so we'd get all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some of the religions then?
So, Wicca, Druidism, Buddhism. I'm really giving you the short list.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Many.
So,
yeah.
What would you say people come in here most for, most regularly?
Divination is a big one. So tarot cards, oracle cards, pendulums, that kind of thing. But I think candles are, depending on the time of year, can be a really big. Jewelry is big. It's hard to say because it fluctuates from time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mix of things.
Yeah, so we try to carry a big variety of things.
Yeah. All right. The name.
The name of?
Crohn's Cupboard.
Crohn's Cupboard.
What is a crone?
What is a crone?
An old wise woman.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the logo the clue that we should be like, we actually know what it is, but we didn't know that we knew what it was.
So the idea is that all the things that we carry here are all the things that Crone has in her basket to help people, right?
Yeah.
So, she's got this in her cupboard and she's ready to share what she knows.
That's nice. I'm glad we didn't Google it.
Yeah.
I knew it would be better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's always better to ask. Yeah.
We let Vanessa get back to her work. It turns out she was training a new employee that day and explore more of the store.
25 years.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's longevity. That's staying power. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we got a picture of the fairies, but I feel like I need pictures of the dragons.
I like this guy. He's an egg. Like, just a little dragonette.
Dragonette?
I don't know. Like a little... What's a baby dragon called?
Probably still just a dragon.
Siri, Alexa, where are you?
There are racks of CDs with names related to the earth or mythical creatures.
Drum CDs, Rhythm of the Earth, Earth Dragon, Water Dragon, Air Dragon, Great Guardian of the Winds.
Different sections devoted to a variety of beliefs and divinations.
Numerology, astrology.
A wall of little plastic baggies full of herbs and minerals above a shelf of mortars and pestles.
I mean, some of this looks like it's for tea because they have like chamomile flower and stuff. But this is frankincense pieces, and you would not put that in tea.
But it's for positive energy, visions, consecration, protection. But what do you put it in?
That's what I don't
know. A mortar and pestle.
Or do you put it in a mortar and pestle?
And then do you put it in tea? Like as tea?
I don't think. I mean, because it's stones, right? So you wouldn't do that, would you?
What do you do?
Can you drink stones?
Sleep on it? Put it in your pillow?
No. In little cases, holding these.
They're dragon balls. Just kidding. They're health balls.
Health balls.
Then Joel sits down at an altar, at a nook in the corner under the stairs, careful to read the instructions on a poster over a little desk.
Welcome to the Crone Cupboard's interactive altar. Please feel welcome to engage in silent prayer or quiet contemplation. Write your prayer request on a piece of paper and put it in the prayer box. Light the color candle that corresponds to your intent and place it in the sand to carry your thoughts into the universe.
They're birthday candles.
Oh yeah, they kind of are, aren't they?
Do you want to write a prayer?
Yeah.
We're going to give Joel some time to write down a prayer.
I mean, I think I can... It's not like a birthday wish, right? So it's like I can probably tell it.
Can you read it?
Yeah. So I said I'd like to end the government shutdown. This is my prayer for people working for the government trying to make ends meet.
I think that's very nice.
Thank you.
So what color do you think that is?
So pink is love, heart healing, self-love, and beauty. I don't think it's that. Blue, yellow, happiness, celebration, success.
Joel takes way too long to pick out a color of candle before I find the matches, and Joel lights his prayer candle.
Then we chat with a customer near the herbs and minerals about casting spells.
How do you even get involved in anything like that? Like, did you grow up knowing stuff about that, or did you join a group? I'm just curious.
Well... It started 2 years ago where I was I was kind of interested because I had friends that did it before, and I guess they kind of encouraged me to do it, and I got really inspired. So I just did it on my own for 2 years. And I have done my own circle.
Oh.
I forgot what the name is, but it's like where you participate with others when you're like in your own sacred space. It's like having like a own ritual.
Oh.
Sure. Okay. You mentioned herbs and stuff. Is that like some of this?
The herbs, what you do is, I have my own little cauldron. You can buy, it doesn't matter what size it is, you could just like buy some herbs and just like sprinkle. Well, you do need like this charcoal disc. Yeah.
That's like the fuel. Though.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And you will need to sprinkle some herbs on there. And there's different meanings, like each meaning of each herb. Like for example, lavender is for love and peace. You can also use a sage herb too, sage smudge stick. It's also used for meditation. It's also to clear out any negative energy that you have around your house, like any presence.
I need some of that at work.
I strongly
suggest
you should get like a sage smudge stick like this one.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
They smell kind of nauseating, but they're supposed to help.
Good to know. Good to know. So then what is a potion?
The potion.
Well, yeah, you said potion, and I was like, I don't know if that's what it's called.
I don't know.
But yeah, so but we have no idea though.
Really just learning here.
Well, I'd be glad to give you some like information about all this. I mean, there's some things and just it's kind of hard to explain, but there's certain things that there will create a potion. Like, it depends on the herb and depends on what your intentions are. If you're using for a love potion, sometimes it does work and sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on what your thinking is. I would suggest being careful of love spells because they backfire. I've actually done a love spell and it backfired.
Oh, no. I don't think either of our spouses would want us doing love potions anyways.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I became involved with Wiccas for 2 years. And the funny thing is my whole family does not know that I've done this kind of stuff. I'm the only one that practices kind of like Wiccan pagan.
Gotcha.
But everyone else in my family is, their religion distincts from mine, so they're pretty much, they're Catholics.
I was raised Catholic, yeah. I get that.
Yeah, LD was saying, she walked in, and I said, what does that smell remind you of? And she said, church. So I knew she grew up differently than I did. I said, it reminded me of record shops, record stores, so, right. Yeah.
The most important tools that you're going to use for your meditation, like your circle, is incense, candles. Herbs are optional, but I do suggest that you do use herbs. Gemstones are important too, because they help the sacred space. They kind of like, they're supposed to surround you with light. And if you're thinking good intentions, like white magic, selfless purposes,
gotcha.
Just nothing that's negative or black magic. I wouldn't suggest that. I mean, I refuse to use black magic. White magic is something that I do focus more on. I consider myself more of a witch. I do white magic, Celtic magic. I don't get involved with anything dark, so... have you guys ever played the Ouija board?
Yes.
I don't know if I ever did. I mean, I grew up in a really evangelical religious household,
yes.
And that would have been like, absolutely not. That would have been, we weren't allowed to watch Bewitched when we grew up.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Witches.
We chat with another customer, Mallory, a first-timer like us, who tells us what drew her into the store.
Well, I didn't know what a crone was, and so I was like,
did
what
you
is
find
this?
Out?
Yeah, I looked it up, and I was really interested. I'm like, is this like some other culture's word for grandmother? Or like, I wasn't really sure what it meant. So just curiosity, I think. And I want to know what's inside a cupboard.
Heck yeah.
Definitely want to search that. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's cool. What's your first impression so far?
It smells really good. It smells nice. I like incense, and I feel like I could spend a lot of time just looking at every sort of nook and cranny in here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what we've been kind of doing, and I've just been taking a bunch of pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
We head back up to the counter to talk with Vanessa a little more, and I ask if they tend to guide curious people one way or another in the store.
Yeah, no, the spiritual path is pretty personal, so we try not to influence people one way or another, but we do try to tell them of opportunities that they have as far as we know what's available to them. So a lot of times it's about when you find the thing, then you are meant to find that, right? So what we do offer here is when people come in, there is an open Wiccan circle that does meet here, and we can refer people to that.
Okay.
Susan that works here in the afternoons, she's Buddhist, so she has really, you know, she can meet with people on, you know, for that. But we don't really have other people that we refer to outside of that unless we hear of something, and then we can refer. But we do try to just generally have general...
yeah.
Guidance and stuff for people. So,
okay.
Yeah.
We say our goodbyes and head back out to the car to debrief.
It was a very calming type of atmosphere, you know?
Yeah.
I will generally say it's not the type of stuff that I gravitate towards, but I'm pretty open at the same time. And if other people are, it's like, okay. You know, that's interesting.
And everybody in there, even though, you know, she's talking about how so much of this spiritual journey is personal, almost everybody was pretty approachable in there, which I appreciated,
very much so.
You know, and
so
it seems like a place where you don't have to feel too out of place and that you could definitely learn more if you were interested in that or you felt like there was some part of your life that you wanted to fill with this kind of exploration.
This is it's like a weird way of putting it. It's almost like religion agnostic, and I don't mean that as in like it's without religion. They're agnostic to the type of religion that you're bringing to the table, like, or that you're interested in, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, because she talks about, you know, Buddhism or Wiccan and different kind of divination tools or whatever. So I guess it's like you could bring whatever you want in with you, and then it's your kind of choice. And then they'll just basically, if you're looking for something, then they'll take you there. But they're not going to try to, like, push you in one direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say this as we're parked next to a Malibu with a coexist bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, how about a break, and then we go back to the studio.
Sure. You look like you need a nap.
Hey, Joel, what you working on?
Nothing.
No, really, what are you working... Oh, my goodness. You're taking the podcast listener survey, aren't you?
Well, you keep telling our listeners about it. I just wanted to see what it was all about. Wait, am I in trouble?
No. I'm just shocked you waited so long to fill it out. Why don't you tell everyone what kind of questions are on there?
Important stuff, like what BSPR podcasts I listen to, what other podcasts I'm listening to, how I listen to podcasts, and some demographic questions.
And it's quick?
Well, it would have been until I was rudely interrupted.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find it?
Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. It's simple, quick, and really does give us a good idea of who you all are and what you're listening to. Again, that's boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey.
That's not it.
Again, it's... Again, that's boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. So, back in the studio.
Crones.
Crones. An old wise woman.
Her cupboard.
Her cupboard. That was the answer to our first. Well, we're probably getting ahead of ourselves there because that's a central concern.
Well, moving backward and then forward again. Uh-huh. What were kind of your first impressions?
First impressions, I feel like a broken record saying this, but because I say this about a lot of the places that we end up going, but it was a very open, accepting atmosphere. They made a point of saying, Vanessa made a point of saying they don't try to push anyone in one direction or another, but people bring their own beliefs to the table and they kind of, they don't try to push them one way or the other.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that was kind of my initial thing too, was it was super open. And yeah, sure, we might say that about a lot of places, but I went into this one, I go into everywhere with my walls up, but I went into this one thinking like, oh, well, you know, religion and spirituality, that's serious business. And then you go in and they're pretty open about it. I mean, it is still serious business, but I was surprised to find how open they were to just talking. Okay, so what about the rest of your central concerns?
So we talked about, yeah, what a crone is. I think my other big one was about the client base. We got a little bit about the background of the business itself. You know, it's been around for 25 years, which is incredible and very, very cool. But the other part of it was the typical customer, and it does seem like it is a mix between those travelers or explorers or people coming in who are just curious, and then other people who they go there for supplies, like they're believers in whatever their belief system is. You know, divination, Buddhism, Wiccan.
Yeah, we met one of each while we were there.
And we did, right? So that's what I was thinking, too. We even had that personal experience, too, where we met somebody who was a frequent customer and then somebody else who'd never been in before.
Yeah.
So what about final takeaways?
No, you know, I was thinking about this, and I know that this occurred to me while we were there, and I meant to say it or something along these lines, but I was like, no, I'll save it for the studio. And then I kind of half forgot about it. But I do know that being there and especially talking to the gentleman that we did who is a frequenter of Crone's Cupboard, this might be the first time in close to a decade that I've thought very intentionally about my own religion or spirituality.
Interesting.
I was raised Catholic, and we were just kind of C&E Catholics, you know, Christmas and Easter, but I got really into it as a kid. I would, like, sleep over my friend's house just to go to church with her family on Sundays because mine didn't regularly do that. But then for reasons that might be obvious, I kind of parted ways with Catholicism as I got older and almost found myself more agnostic. I'm not atheist. Like, I'm definitely, there's something...
I fall
spiritual.
In there somewhere too.
I did have this moment of listening to this gentleman talk and then talking to Vanessa, and it was like, wow, like there's some part of their lives that they're dedicating to this. And of course I'm like, well, what am I doing with my life? Like, what do I take so seriously? And I don't know. Do I need to be doing something more? I'm worried now.
Well, I don't think there's a right answer to that. I think it's personal, obviously. And that goes along with, I guess, two final takeaways that I had. But the first one was along those same lines. You know, I'm open to that type of place from a meditative standpoint as something more internal, more personal, you know. I find myself less open to the idea of spirits or cleansing a room of bad aura or divination. That stuff for some reason just doesn't. It's kind of like, you know, and maybe it goes along the lines of what I bring to the table in terms of beliefs, in terms of science, I guess.
But I believe in ghosts.
Okay.
I found myself while we were there, though, like thinking, especially when we were talking to that gentleman, I keep calling him, I wish we knew his name. Like, what has he gone through in his life that has led him to here? And mm-hmm. what have I not gone through? Or, like, what have I turned to in replacement of that? Or something, you know, what's mm-hmm. filling that void for me? Because I do think we all need some sort of connection or guidance or some sort of path. And some tend to go the spiritual route. Some might go even just, like relationship-wise, you know, like family and friends. And
sure.
that might help kind of steady you or center you or cleanse you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But
beer and kale.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's close to my shopping list for tomorrow. I got to get kale and almond milk.
Oh, boy. Okay. And then the last thing, things that we didn't talk about, I made a little list that we saw there.
Mm-hmm.
Magic wands.
Oh, yeah.
Why is magic spelled like M-A-G-I-C-K?
Yeah.
Still don't really know. And books on sacred sexuality.
Are we going to make a potion anytime soon?
Well, maybe we should have bought stuff.
Maybe we'll have to go back.
Yeah, maybe so. Just don't drink the frankincense.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. Season 3 is made possible in part by Mid-Century Homes by Moniker Real Estate. And if you have a second, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at You Know the Place and give us a follow.
And ROMs reach out to me from across oblivion, like stone, I'll glad they sing.